Welcome to Talking with Yourself, a podcast designed as a place to learn new things, talk about navigating the world, dealing with mental health, and just life in general. I'm your host, Sam Preston, and thank you so much for being here. Now, let's get into it.
Hey, hey, everyone. And first off, Happy New Year's. We made it to 2025. Congrats. Oh my God. 2024 felt like it went by so fast, but also at the same time, so slow. But today, for the first episode of the new year, I am joined by a good friend, Paige.
Oh my gosh. Hi, my name is Paige, and I'm the current CEO and president of the Recovered Project, and yeah, excited to be here.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. And that, first off, congrats on your new role at the Recovered Project. That is fairly new. That's so exciting, honestly. Just in case anybody's listening who doesn't know, do you want to just talk about the Recovered Project a little bit?
Oh, of course. So the Recovered Project is a 501(c)(3),
C3, I think.
The 3 and the C always get me. I always get those two confused. But it's a nonprofit organization where it is youth run, and all of the people that work with us, they're all youth, and we talk about and advocate for eating disorder recovery. And we have a pretty solid Instagram, I would say, like, not to like really promo, but you should go follow us on Instagram. Very aesthetic posts, and very positive environment. And I've been with the Recovered Project for about a year and like 3 months, I think. And everyone is just so nice, and it is just such a great outlet for people who are in recovery, and it has just helped so many people.
Congrats on the president role. That is fairly new and is official as of January 1st. So new things coming, and like we've talked about a lot of the projects you have in mind, which, guys, I'm so excited for. There's so much coming in the new year. And well, I am on the topic of a new year. I'm going to segue a little into New Year's resolutions. So obviously with the new year, a big popular thing is setting your New Year's goals and resolutions and trying to come up with habits, new habits and hobbies and things like that. Paige, do you have any New Year's resolutions?
I haven't come up with any yet, but you know, maybe like focusing on school, because I low-key procrastinate a lot, so probably should put that as a goal. But like, honestly, I'm so bad at like coming up with resolutions, because I like have ideas in my head and I just forget about them.
I feel that so much, and like, yeah, I'm such a bad procrastinator that like I feel like my New Year's resolution has to be something with organization and figuring my stuff out. One I did have though was I was thinking of like journaling more, because I do love journaling, and I find like it's such a nice way to put my feelings out and down and just organize my life a little, and I feel like I definitely need to do it more. Although I find if I try and force myself to journal every day that I end up hating it. So I feel like I kind of need to pick and choose my days, and I can't just like every night right before bed I'm going to sit down and I'm going to journal, and it just never works out.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where I feel like it's like if you want to do it, then it's like it's good. But then it's like if you try to force yourself, it's the worst thing ever, because then you're just like sitting there trying to figure out what to write and you just don't know what to say.
Yeah, and then it just doesn't become fun anymore. It's like, I don't know like what else could be a New Year's resolution, because I feel like there's so many out there, but like, half of them are like, honestly, like, not that good. And, like, especially coming from, like, a recovery community standpoint, so many of them revolve around working out or changing your eating habits. And I'm like, that's not in the books for me.
Yeah, or it's like they're always like promoting some like weird diet that just like doesn't make sense. They're like, guys, New Year's resolution, eat 25 tomatoes a day. And I'm like,
Yeah.
what is
It
this? Why are
just,
you promoting that?
I know, it doesn't, or it's like, hey, like New Year's resolution, I'm gonna go to the gym like twice a day for like every day in the week. And I'm like, that doesn't seem good.
I feel like also those types of resolutions, like they kind of set you up to fail because it's like they're not sustainable things. Imagine if you're going from like going to the gym and taking rest days, which you should be taking rest days, those are very important, to like now forcing yourself to go every day, like twice, three times, like however many times these like weird resolutions say that you have to go. It's like you're gonna feel dead. Like you're gonna feel so tired all the time. Your muscles are not gonna be happy with you, and it's setting you up for failure.
Oh yeah, you're absolutely gonna burn yourself out so quick. I don't get why like there's this whole thing around New Year's resolutions being these big, like huge changes in your life where it's like, okay, for some reason all of a sudden January 1st hits and I'm making this big 180 and I'm gonna like go to the gym and get ripped and I'm gonna like only eat like these very certain foods and like and you just expect this like big 180 turnaround, which is so unrealistic.
Yeah. And like, I think if you do want to have goals around food, they should be things that are like sustainable. So it's like if you're in recovery doing things like challenging like two fear foods a month, like that's like something very sustainable. Or like if you want to kind of like get back into exercise, like make it a goal to try new forms of exercise that you haven't tried before to see what you like instead of like doing these very, very, very intense things that are just going to make you miserable.
Yeah, I think a lot of the problems of like people setting themselves up for failure too comes from timelines. I feel like some goals you can't just be like, oh, by like the end of this month, I'm gonna have completely changed up my diet, or I'm gonna go to the gym 3 extra times in a week than I normally do. And I feel like setting yourself up for success is more so like, okay, I want, like you said, like I want to work out more so. Throughout the year, I'm going to try and find new forms of exercise that I like to use that example. So I feel like the timeline thing kind of messes with people too.
It definitely does, especially because like I think people kind of use like New Year's as like a progress picture time where they're like, oh, look at all these changes I was able to make, when it's like reality is no one cares about your progress picture. Well, I mean, I don't care about anyone's progress pictures, so it's like don't post them, don't show them. And then also it's like don't put pressure on yourself to make all these changes because other people are doing it, because it's like you don't know that person's mental health. It's like, yeah, they might have some like really cool progress picture that you're like, oh my gosh, I wish I could do that. But maybe they're like miserable because they're like not eating the foods that they enjoy. They're like burning themselves out. And it's definitely better to just create kind of like smaller, more sustainable goals. And then as you accomplish those goals, adding in more things that kind of align with where you want to be in your life, you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that in creating the smaller, more sustainable goals. Because it's like, then it's also like, if it's a goal that you genuinely want to reach, and it's nothing that, like, for example, if we're like kind of been using the examples of recovery-related goals and things like that, in terms of if you want to change your eating habits, and it's like deep down you don't really want to. Even if you do like achieve that goal, you're just going to be miserable the whole time. And then it's like you put all this effort and time and like thought into, you know, maybe I'm going to stop eating things like ice cream and cake, and you put all this effort and time into it, and then at the end of the day you're still miserable. Whereas like if you're like, I don't even know an example I'm looking for, but something along the lines of, oh, like in changing my eating habits, I want to aim for 3 solid meals a day and like a couple snacks, and that's something you're actually like focusing towards. When you finally achieve that goal, you're gonna feel so much better about yourself.
Yeah, 100%. And like, I think that a lot of New Year's goals are kind of like built almost to make people feel bad about themselves, or like built to kind of make people feel like, oh, like I should be doing that because this person is doing it. When Lily, it's like everyone's living their own life, and it's like also everyone has very different relationships with food, and a lot of kind of like the more wellness influencer people don't have the greatest relationship with food if they're gonna like demonize everything. And so instead of like listening to that, it's like you should kind of like think like what you want your life to look like outside of all this stuff, because it's like at the end of the day, like social media is so fake, and also like it's not something that's gonna matter in 5 years. Like in 5 years you're not gonna look back on your Instagram and be like, yeah, I was living the dream on my Instagram. Like no one really looks at that, and it's just kind of like, I think it's very bizarre that we promote such diety things, especially like to younger people too. I think it's really focused on our kind of generation a lot, which we're all like at such a young age and our bodies are still changing, and we're not fully like real adults yet. Well, we are adults, but like not like 40
I know
yet.
What you mean.
So it's kind of weird because it's like we're still going through changes, so it's like you shouldn't be trying to restrict yourself at all.
Yeah, we're, I feel like our generation and the majority of people who use social media heavily in their everyday life are at that age where we're so easily influenced. And so you see like a wellness promoter on Instagram or TikTok or something who's like, for New Year's, I'm going to start doing this diet and these workouts, and like, oh, I'm going to be this and this, and here's my before and after body checking photos. And it's like that, like you don't notice it a lot, but you take it in more than you think you do, especially at that age where you're growing and your body's changing and you're learning how to love yourself and things like that.
Yeah, and like, especially with TikTok is where I notice it the most. And like we spend, I don't know how much time you spend on TikTok, but I spend probably too much time on TikTok. Yep. It's like everywhere you scroll, it's like you'll see influencers and people will be like, what's your workout routine? Or what do you eat in a day? And I remember this one really popular influencer, she like did like a what I eat in a day, and everyone was like, oh my gosh, I need to eat like that. And it's like, reality is, it's like there's so much that plays into your body outside of food and exercise, like the environment that you live in, your sleep, your genetics, and eating like a certain influencer that's not gonna give you their body, and also what's healthy for someone might not be healthy for you.
Yeah, everybody's body is so different and has such different needs that I talked about this in a previous episode where it's like no one diet fits all, and that it like always makes me so mad to see people online who are like all trying to subscribe to this one specific diet. And it's like one diet is not going to work for everybody because you're all so different, and like you all have different needs, and different things are going to make you and your body happy.
100%. It's like I feel like New Year's is just the time where everyone's promoting their diets, and it's the kind of like Weight Watch, which I think like Weight Watchers changed their name, but like whatever, like that, and like Noom I think is another one, like all those weird little ones, they'll be like this diet works though, this is the diet for everyone. And it's like reality is there is no diet that works for everyone, because everyone's body, just in general, it's like everyone's metabolism is a different speed and everyone has different lifestyles. So it's like what someone eats in a day, like I might need more than that because of the life that I live. Or it's like someone, like I'm not going to eat the way that an Olympic athlete eats because I'm not an Olympic athlete. And it's like I think that by promoting these diets and saying, oh, this diet, it works, this will get you your New Year's goals, it'll get you your dream body, it's like that not only like sets up people to kind of like feel like there's something wrong with their body and like they need to change, but it also just like puts them into the cycle of like restriction and then like feeling like they don't have a good relationship with food. Well, because they don't have a good relationship with food, and then like wanting to heal that, but then being kind of thrown back into the, well, there's something wrong with your body, when like reality is it's like there's nothing wrong with how you look, and the problem is that like society has created unrealistic expectations.
Oh, absolutely. It's like if you're struggling with your relationship with food or your body, or you are in recovery from an eating disorder or anything like that, And then New Year's rolls around, and all of a sudden, all of these, like you mentioned, like Weight Watcher or Noom, are like all these ads and commercials are coming up where it's like, oh, like 50% for 50% off, we'll help you fix your relationship with food and like diets so that you can be like skinny and all these things. And then it's you're in this recovery mindset, and then the stuff is getting thrown at you, and it just kind of jumbles you a little bit, and it 100%, I think, goes without saying, does not help at all.
It's definitely like stressful. I mean, in my early recovery, I used to get so stressed out when I'd see the diet things because I was like, oh my gosh, well, I'm in recovery, but this thing is saying that I need to have like a flat stomach and I need to be like super toned. And it's like, reality is you can want those things and you can kind of like grieve that and also realize that that is not healthy for you. And like, what is healthy for you is aligning your goals with recovery and knowing that if you want a healthy relationship with food, going on a diet isn't going to give you that.
No, it's almost gonna, well, not almost, it will send you backwards and back into that kind of mindset and back into that struggling. And I don't know if you've ever found, like, even outside of the social media aspect and the ads and the commercials, like, just people talking about it in general is sometimes so difficult to deal with because you're like around people, or even just passing conversations of people who are like, yeah, in the new year, like, I'm gonna aim for that flat stomach, and I'm gonna aim to look like this, and I'm gonna change this and this. And then they, like, when you're involved in that conversation, they kind of turn to you and they're like, so, like, are you gonna start a new diet for the new year? Like, are you gonna try and hit the gym more? And it's like, how do you even deal with that stuff? There's obviously ways to respond to that, but then it's just like your brain just kind of goes into overdrive.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's like, of course, you kind of know like what you're supposed to say and what you're supposed to think, but I think that it's kind of like difficult to actually think that way because sometimes, like, I'll like hear people, especially on Thanksgiving and Christmas, people will be like, oh, this is my last chance to be bad because it's New Year's. And it's like, you know that you're supposed to kind of be like, okay, well, that doesn't apply to me, but it's like you'll always have that, well, not always, but you'll kind of still have that part of you that's like, well, like that. Like they're all saying that they need to do this, and even though you logically know that that isn't going to help your recovery, it's so easy to kind of still get trapped into that mindset of like, I still need to make big changes to my body and I still need to change my food. But I just kind of try to remind myself that what other people are doing, that shouldn't be what I'm doing because my life is different. I'm in recovery and I want to have a good relationship with food, and them going on diets, that probably isn't the best for their relationship with food. So it definitely would not help mine at all.
Yeah, definitely the big thing is reminding yourself that you're in recovery and you very much know whether it's just like from kind of your own logic or even experience that dieting is not what's gonna help you. And I think that's probably the big thing. And then even maybe like, I know some people don't like to do this, especially when it's family, but even almost calling them out on it and just being like, well, you know, you don't have, like, not everybody has to diet. Dieting's not always the best for you. And kind of putting it in their mind that, like, you know, okay, maybe your New Year's resolution doesn't have to be dieting or going to the gym or body related at all.
Yeah, and it's like there's much more exciting resolutions than dieting. I mean, like, I can't come up with any off the top of my head, but I feel like you could set goals to like try new things or go to a new restaurant, experience something new, or travel to a place that you haven't gone to, or hang out with your friends more. I feel like those would be a lot more exciting and a lot more fulfilling, especially when you look back on your year. It's like looking back on 2024, it's like I did so many cool things and none of them had to do with dieting or working out versus people who kind of like they make it their sole mission to just diet. It's like they're gonna look back on their new year and be like, oh yeah, I did like five diets and burned myself out at the gym, and that's kind of boring.
Yeah, resolutions absolutely don't have to be based off anything physical. Like you said, like trying something new, that in itself, I feel like that even just makes it this sustainable, doable goal in that it's so broad. It's like, okay, if I want to try something new once a month, that could range from going to a restaurant and trying a new food to traveling somewhere hours and hours and hours away. And it's so broad that it's like you can do the smallest thing in a day and bam, your resolution has been like completed.
Exactly. It's like, and resolutions don't even need to be this big thing. And I feel like we build them up so much in our heads because we do see so much
Yes.
advertising about the resolutions. But like, reality is, it's like your resolution could literally be to like have like social interaction every day if that's something you struggle with. Like, you struggle with like maintaining friendships. Like, you could make it a goal to like reach out to one friend every day or something like that. And it doesn't need to be this huge thing of like you have to buy all these supplements and pay for an expensive gym membership and try all these diets. It can be something small, and I feel like the small resolutions are more exciting because you kind of get to see you make a lot more progress with them right away. Because it's like, if we're sticking to the reaching out to friends, it's like if you do that for a week, it's like you'll see that you're maintaining friendships better, and it's like that's kind of more instant versus going on a supplement and kind of like feeling like crap all the time and then like waiting because maybe you'll feel better about it.
I find when people make those big goals, they expect the results right away. And then when they don't get those results within the first like couple weeks, they kind of push it like instead of taking a step back and being like, "Okay, this is maybe a goal that's done over a few months," they almost push it to try and make it happen sooner, which I feel like if we're talking about something like dieting, kind of makes it worse. Whereas, yeah, like the small goals you said, you see those results right away and it's a lot more satisfying. Even thinking of just smaller goals of I was thinking in the new year I try to read a little more because I know I'm going to have more time on my hands. So even if I'm setting that goal for myself to read more, I know it's not realistic to say, okay, I want to finish two books every week for the rest of the year. I know that's not doable. I'm going to burn myself out. I'm going to stop enjoying reading. But if I set myself a goal of like, okay, even if I just read one to five pages a week, I know that's a lot more doable for myself, and I'm going to see those results a lot quicker than if I'm aiming for something so unrealistic.
And the unrealistic goals, they just kind of like make us a bit more upset with ourselves because then you kind of get in your head a little bit of like, well, why didn't I do this? Or like, I'm a failure because I couldn't get this right. But reality is, you're not a failure for not being able to do that goal. The reason you didn't accomplish that goal is because it was so unrealistic and something that you weren't able to do because it's just something that didn't match your lifestyle and isn't something that is just doable for most people.
I absolutely agree. If you're setting this unrealistic goal, you're not going to be happy when you don't get those results either right away or at all.
Yeah, I used to get like really upset with myself because I used to set crazy goals, especially with school. I used to tell myself, I was like, I have to study 5 hours a day, which, like, excuse me, what? You are not Albert Einstein. Do not even try that. And, but now it's kind of like I set goals for myself of like, okay, I'm gonna try and do, whenever I'm feeling up for it, I'm gonna try and do like 30 study questions, and I'll do like 30 more later if I'm still feeling good to do more. That way, it's kind of like a bit less pressure, still getting some stuff done and not making it miserable for myself.
I kind of liked how you worded it in like when I'm up for it, instead of setting yourself that timeline of like, okay, sometime that during this week I'm gonna get 30 questions done. It's more so like when I'm feeling like, you know, I have the brain power and I'm able to and I have the time on my hands. I think that could even just be a good way of setting those New Year's resolutions too, of being like, okay, when I'm up for it, I will go and I'm going to try out some yoga. Or when I'm up for it, I'll read a little bit this week. I think even you can just make a New Year's resolution out of only doing things when you feel up for it. And like saying, oh, this year I am essentially learning almost to say no. I think it could even just be a resolution in its own, but it was just being like, when I'm feeling up for it, I will do things, but when I kind of feel like I don't want to go out, or I'm not feeling up for a lot of interaction today, I'm gonna set that boundary.
Yeah, 100%. I think we have kind of such like a hustle culture almost where we feel the need to kind of like do the absolute most all the time, and that's just gonna burn yourself out. And also by kind of forcing yourself to do things, you're not gonna enjoy it, and you're not gonna like, if you're like studying, for example, you're not gonna retain the information if you aren't up for studying because you're just gonna kind of like force yourself to do it and not really care as much. Or if you're reading, you're not gonna remember the chapters that you read, or if you did a workout class like you forced yourself to, you're not gonna know if you genuinely enjoyed it or not because you kind of forced it. And so it's like you really kind of like should make sure that you're in the right mind space and you have the brain power and it's something that you genuinely are like, yes, I want to do this now, because it makes the experience a lot more enjoyable. And it's also kind of something that gives you an opportunity to really make sure that you're good with everything that you're doing and make sure that you like what you're doing and that you're having fun with it.
I got advice from a friend recently that, and where they told me to learn to do nothing, which I think goes like is just a complete opposite of that hustle culture that you talked about. But they were basically like, because I graduated recently, and they were like, learn to do nothing. You don't have school, you don't have deadlines. Even when you do, in all honesty, have deadlines and things to do, I think this is pretty good advice of just learn to. Just lounge around on the couch and maybe watch a movie or just something that doesn't have a deadline, doesn't feel like work, of just learn to relax and appreciate that.
Yeah, I was actually talking about that with Cammie very recently because since she's stepping down and from the CEO stuff, and we were talking, and I was like, oh, so like, what are you gonna do? And she was like, you know, I just want to try things and also kind of not be in a position of constantly being an overachiever. And I thought it was so interesting because I feel like we kind of live in a world where it's frowned upon to do nothing, when really it's like doing nothing can be one of the best things that you can do for yourself at times. Because if you don't like give yourself time to decompress or reset mentally, you're just gonna burn yourself out even more and find less enjoyment in day-to-day activities.
Yeah, sometimes doing nothing is the most productive thing you can do.
It really is. And it's kind of annoying that people make it a whole thing of you have to do everything. Or even I've seen people on social media where the big day in the life of a rest day, and then it's like not actually a rest day because they're doing all these things. And I'm like, it's okay to sometimes just lay in bed all day and watch Netflix or watch TikToks or do literally anything else that doesn't involve actual quote unquote productivity, like that doesn't involve school or work or exercising. Like you can just do nothing and the world will not end. You'll be fine.
Yeah, if anything, it's helpful because you're gonna get up the next day and you're gonna feel so energized. And maybe it isn't the next day, maybe you need a few days of rest, but after kind of just laying back and relaxing, you're gonna feel a lot more energized. Your body's gonna feel better. Your mentality is gonna be better going into the day. So if you're doing stuff like you have to do school a few like the next day or something, you're gonna go into it a lot more mentally clear. And you're gonna be able to focus on your class or do some studying or things like that because you'll have had that time to kind of reset.
I always think it's kind of good to give yourself an opportunity to almost miss doing some of those day-to-day activities where you're like, oh man, like I miss doing this, because then it kind of gets you like more excited to do it, versus like if you think every day it's kind of like, oh well, this is boring and this is something that I don't want to do. But when you kind of take a few days off, your brain kind of wants to do that again because it's used to that kind of almost like schedule or stimulation of that activity. So when you give yourself the opportunity to rest and avoid doing it, well, not like avoid, but like time to reset, you're allowing yourself to remind yourself why you like doing that thing or why it's beneficial to you to do it.
So essentially, I feel like we just came up with a good resolution for people to have is for the year of 2025 is learn to incorporate more rest days.
Yeah, learn to do nothing.
I kind of like that. I think that's just going to be one of my resolutions now. I'm taking that on. And in 2025, I'm aiming to learn to do nothing.
I think I'm gonna take it on too. So sounds like it would
Yeah.
be a very good experience for a lot of people to learn from.
What about what are some other examples of resolutions we can think of? Because I feel like you Google, and a lot of them do revolve around food or exercising, which is just so
Yeah.
not doable or sustainable a lot of the times for, I mean, people in general, but especially people in recovery. So I know, like we talked about earlier, reaching out to friends more, or journaling, or trying something new. I feel like another one is if you're wanting to maybe travel or something, you can work on saving money. I'm gonna cut out a few of the things that, I don't necessarily need to spend money on and save a little money, and maybe I'll put that towards a trip or something like a clothing or item or anything that I've been kind of wanting.
Say another good resolution could be kind of discovering who you are a little bit more, because I feel like we kind of all try to be this version of ourselves that we think other people would like. So kind of like taking a step back and being like, okay, this is who I actually am, and like kind of stepping outside of like the social norms a little bit and finding like who you want to be in life.
Yes, learning to be unapologetically you and like the things that you like and not let someone else dictate them.
I'm really guilty of going to Starbucks like every single day, so maybe a resolution could be like, this kind of goes with the saving money, but like making coffee at home instead of feeling the need to go to Starbucks multiple times a day, because I'm very guilty of that one. I just and like it's not that hard to make coffee at home. It's just the convenience of Starbucks and
Yeah, the convenience is usually what gets me. It's so much easier. I'm so bad with fast food sometimes, where
Yes.
it's just so much more convenient to go out and buy food or have it delivered when I fully know I have food at home that I can make myself something just as good.
Or like I'll Instacart my groceries all the time instead of going to the store, but like half the time they usually don't even end up getting the right things because they'll like always swap it out for like other things. And I'm like, girl, you could literally just drive to the store. It is not that far away. Like, go drive there, go pick out
Right.
the things, like but the convenience aspect I think is what gets us. So maybe like embracing the boring activities, that could be one.
Yeah. Embracing that boring walk or drive to the grocery store. Romanticize it. That's the word I'm gonna use. Romanticize the boring things.
I feel like we like came up with a solid list actually. Look at us slaying it up.
Yeah. Oh, I think another one, this is more recovery specific, but again, I think it can apply to anybody. Practicing positive talk around things like food and your body, and learning to kind of change up that language when you're talking about those things, I think could also be a good resolution.
That's good. Or like saying nice things about yourself, because I've always heard that if you say something negative about yourself, you should say like three positive things about yourself. So maybe like implementing that a bit more would be something like that could benefit people, not only people who are in recovery, but just people in general, because I feel like we all put pressure on ourselves to be perfect. And when we don't achieve those unrealistic expectations, we get very negative and hard on ourselves.
Yeah, and then the more negative you are, the worse you're gonna feel about yourself. I find whenever I'm trying to do things like that, like talk positively about myself, I always do my best to focus on non-physical things. So instead of saying, oh, I really like my hair, or I don't know, I love my outfit today or something like that, I try to focus on, oh, like that thing that you helped your friend with yesterday, that was really kind of you. You're a really kind person. And so focusing less on those physical aspects and more of personality or things I've done, I find that really gives you a confidence boost while also making you think less about your physical appearance.
That's good, because also it's like we can control how we treat others. And so I feel like instead of focusing on things that we can't necessarily control, like we can't control the way that we look in a pair of jeans and we can't control the color of our eyes, but like we can control if we choose to be nice to someone. And I think it's good to kind of remind yourself that your personality is very important and that you do have a good personality, because those are things that are in your control and it makes you more motivated to continue to kind of do those good things.
Absolutely. I think even just having no resolution at all, I feel like we have such this mindset of the new, like, new year, new me, I'm gonna try all these things and I'm gonna completely change, when, like, who's telling us we have to? There's no law or anything that says you have to have a New Year's resolution. So you don't necessarily have to come up with one. You can go into this new year just saying, I'm going to continue on with my life as is, and I'm going to not change a thing.
Exactly, because I think you're not always going to be in, like, a mindset where change is good for you. And so instead of kind of putting the pressure on yourself to change, you could just be like, well, I'm just going to go into the new year, and, like, if, like, 6 months down the line, I decide that I want to make a change and I want to, like, have a goal, you can set one in 6 months. You don't need to put pressure on yourself to set a list of goals and have all these resolutions, like, in this very moment.
Yeah, resolutions and, like, changes to your life don't have to be set to the new year. You can, like you said, do it 6 months down the road if you really want. I don't know why we got into such a mindset that changes have to happen at the beginning of every year, and they have to be big, and they have to show results, and, like, you have to tell everybody about it.
I think it's bizarre, I think, because I feel like it's something that was set by people, like diet culture, for example. They want to make money off of us and, like, all those apps. And I think it's also something that a lot of people use to try and feel better about themselves, but then when they don't achieve those goals, they just end up feeling worse about themselves. But at the end of the day, no one really, like, I don't remember any of my friends' resolutions. I don't remember if they've achieved their goals, and people aren't going to be thinking about you in that way. People aren't going to be like, oh, I love this person because they had all these New Year's resolutions and they did every single one of them. Like, no one's thinking like that.
No, and even the complete opposite. Like, if you don't follow through with a New Year's resolution, nobody's gonna sit and be like, well, I love this person, but they didn't follow through on their New Year's resolution, so we can't be friends. Like, in the nicest way possible, I don't think anybody actually cares about your resolutions. In the nicest way possible.
Like, respectfully, because I feel like there's just so much more to who you associate with than their New Year's resolutions. Like, you don't decide to be friends with someone because they have similar resolutions to you. And you don't end a friendship because they didn't achieve those resolutions. Like, that'd be so funny. Imagine, like, sending someone a text being like, hey, you're really cool, but you actually didn't meet your resolution, so we're done.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what I would do with that. So just so people know that if somebody ends a friendship or a relationship over the fact you didn't complete a New Year's resolution, I think there's something deeper to that.
And just know that we think that they're a little bit weird for that one, because
yeah,
resolutions aren't everything.
No, we'll be sitting here judging.
We listen and we do judge for that.
Yeah. Yeah. Resolutions aren't everything. I love that. I'm gonna just start, like, saying that to everybody. Because it's true, like, if you fail a resolution, it's not the end of the world. You can say you tried and it didn't work out, and that's that. Like, the world won't end.
Yeah, and, like, if it's a resolution that you, like, are truly passionate about and you didn't meet it, it's, like, it doesn't mean that the progress of you trying is erased. It just means you have more experience going into it, like, when you want to try again. Like, if your goal is to, like, learn how to, like, roller skate, I don't know, I'm, like, really uncoordinated, so that'd probably be a bad goal for me. But, like, if that's your goal and you don't make that goal, it's like, okay, you tried and you have some experience with it, and you always have an opportunity to try again. But that's only if you're passionate about it. If it's something like a diet or something that you were miserable doing, you can say you tried it and you hate it, and now you know that that thing is just not meant for you.
Oh, absolutely. I think checking in with yourself when you're doing resolutions is important, and just doing those, like, check-ins every once in a while of, am I happy still trying to reach this resolution? Am I setting a realistic goal for myself? Am I setting a realistic timeline? And just kind of like being honest with yourself of like, okay, no, maybe my goal isn't that realistic. And you can always reduce your goals too to something more realistic. Like if you have a goal to say like rollerblade and you're like, I want to learn to rollerblade by the end of the month, and then by the next month I'm gonna be doing like marathons on rollerblades. And you kind of check in with yourself and you're like, I'm so uncoordinated. I am too, for the most part. Like, or it's being like, okay, I'm really uncoordinated and I'm 15 days in and I'm doing really bad. Maybe I extend that timeline a little and I just say, I work towards getting good at rollerblades, and maybe I do it with the goal of one day a marathon on rollerblades, which to me sounds miserable, I'm not gonna lie.
I would like fall so many times. I don't think that would ever be my thing. Just
No,
ever.
you can stick me on ice with skates and I'll do great, but rollerblades are out of the question.
Because they have so many wheels. There's just so many moving parts with those. But like, some people are good at it and people
Yeah.
can do like little tricks. I can't.
Good for them. Yeah, that's not me. So if
Yeah.
somebody's New Year's resolution is to learn to rollerblade, I applaud you. Good luck.
We wish you luck on that excursion.
Oh, absolutely. So, okay, we'll do a little summary because I feel like we've talked about a lot.
We did.
So, yeah. So, resolutions in general don't have to happen, and they don't have to be something that deals with your physical appearance or food or exercise. Like we talked about so many that just they were off the top of our heads that didn't have anything to do with your body or changing you or yourself. And I feel like Google has so many and you can research so much.
Yeah, you could probably Google non-body related New Year's resolution. I feel like someone somewhere in the world had to have made a list.
Oh, absolutely. And if we came up with that many just off the top of our head, I imagine what somebody had done with a lot of time and a lot of research.
Yeah, they probably there's probably a recovery account that made one, like not me,
Oh,
but
yeah.
like there's someone in the world who did because I feel like we cannot be the only two people on this earth who have the same thought process.
Oh, I really hope not. And then the other thing we talked about was just like setting doable and sustainable goals, making sure your goal is something you can achieve. It doesn't have to be big, it can be the tiniest little thing. I like the reaching out to friends one. I've been stuck on that one in my mind ever since you said it.
Yeah, I was thinking that because I'm like, I kind of go through phases where it's like I'm really social and then I just like forget to text people. So I think I might need to make that a goal for me is to start reaching out more because sometimes I forget.
Oh yeah, sometimes I like just don't talk to people for like a straight week, and then other times I'm like constantly like texting and checking in with friends and like hanging out. I feel like I'm gonna take that one down too. Although at the risk of hopefully I'm not taking too many New Year's resolutions, maybe I have to check in with myself and
Yeah.
get rid of a few.
And like that's okay because you know if you decide you want to take on a little bit more throughout the year, you always have that opportunity because you don't have to wait till next
Yeah.
January.
No, I could make a New Year's resolution in March, and that would be okay.
Yeah.
That, I think, is about all the time that we do have for today. I do want to say thank you so much for coming on. And I always end my episodes with like an affirmation for my listeners, and I've been having my guests do that. So if you do
Oh,
have an affirmation that you can think of,
let's
I'd
see.
love to hear it.
Okay, my affirmation for everyone listening is I am enough as I am because, you know, we put too much pressure on ourselves to be like, oh, I'm enough when I get to this point, but no, you are enough as you are every day.
Beautiful. I love that. I'm gonna just start saying that to myself. Where can people find you if they're looking for you?
Oh, where can they find me? They can like forget my like own Instagram. I have two accounts. I have two Instagrams. So you can find me at either Paige LTG or you can find me at Paige Tonis, which is like just my other account. I'm also on TikTok at Spoonful of Sweet Pea, so find me there.
And don't forget to check out the Recovered Project so you can see all the new and exciting things that she's got planned.
Yeah, there's going to be so much good stuff coming for that.
Oh, absolutely. I 100% believe that, and I'm excited. Well, thank you so much for joining me for this episode.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. And thank you to everybody who tuned in. I hope that you'll either steal one of our resolutions or go find one of your own that don't involve your body or eating or any diets or anything like that. And I will talk to everybody next week. Bye-bye. Thank you.